Bonus episode.
Good morning, BHA.
Well, have I got a treat for you? It's just past international, but this can still be part of the international podcast. I'm sitting at a train station in Chicago with a young man called Mike Bagby. He and his five siblings all sang barbershop as children, taught by their families. Mike, brother of Rural Route 4, Jim Bagby, International Quartet Gold Medalist from 1985. So, Mike, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Mike, so yeah, tell me your earliest memories of barbershop, and presumably you grew up in a broadly musical family.
I didn't have a lot of choice about this hobby that I picked. My grandfather was a charter member of the Colorado Springs chapter. My father was a member of the Oklahoma City chapter, and my mother was a member of the Sweet Adelines. So it was naturally, we had five kids. Well, we had six kids, five boys and a girl. And my mother used to line the four oldest brothers up when I was 5 years old behind the kitchen table and taught by rote barbershop songs. Oh. And the church bought us little cowboy uniforms. We were the Osmond brothers before there were Osmond brothers. And we sang church night dinners at the church and lots of wherever we could. At one time there were Jim, oldest brother Jim, went on to win the international gold medal with the Rural Route 4 Quartet. Terry sang with the Denver, Colorado chapter. My father sang with Oklahoma City, as did I when my youngest age. And then when I moved to Chicago, I became a member of the New Tradition Chorus. So in the early days, it wasn't popular for grade school kids to be members of the society. So I went with father to the rehearsals most of the time, but didn't actually join the society until after I got out of the Army when I was 21. So I am now a 53-year member, even though my first memory of singing in a barbershop quartet with my three brothers was in 1952 when I was 4 years old.
Nice. And those memories are fond, I presume, of you singing with your family around the kitchen table?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we sang together throughout our lives. The Bagby brothers, one of the places we sang was at the funeral of my youngest brother, who died of cancer. Wow. But the other fun experience was when we all four of us were at a Rural Route 4 show in Colorado. Yep. And at the end of going into the afterglow, at the end of the Rural Route 4 set, Jim said, "Now we're among friends here, and so I beg your indulgence, this next song we're going to sing, Calvin doesn't know the bass, so we're going to get my brother Ron to sing bass with us." And the audience politely
approved, yeah.
Yes. And then he said, "Well, actually Calvin doesn't know the lead either, so I'm going to ask my brother Mike to sing." Yeah, now they're getting suspicious. Right. Yeah, okay. And the tenor is going to be sung by brother Terry. And so the four Bagby boys sang on that show, and my father, who was a photographer and a newspaper man, took a picture. And I have a picture of the four Bagby boys in 1952 sitting around a big honking microphone at the radio station owned by the newspaper company.
That's amazing.
And the other one is the four of us singing on the stage in Grand Junction, Colorado.
Yeah.
And it says 1952 and 1987. It's the same four boys 35 years later.
That's awesome.
My favorite picture.
I might get you to send those to me. So talk to me about barbershop in Oklahoma in the 50s.
In the 50s, I sang with the OK Corral. Jim Massey was the director. We never got to international, although we did compete after I was with the New Tradition. The Oklahoma City Chorus actually made it to international, and for 3 years in a row, we had four different Bagbys singing on the same international stage.
Nice.
Jimmy directing the Kansas City chapter, father singing with Oklahoma City, Terry singing with Denver, and me singing with the New Tradition Chorus.
Nice.
So that was a fun experience.
Nice. And how many internationals have you been to as a participant or a audience member?
Oh, I've been to over...
How good is this accent? It's actually very neutral, this accent. It's not nearly as American as I thought. Platform number one.
So yeah, go ahead. Your train is on the way.
Nice.
Attention passengers.
Yes.
Scheduled to arrive Chicago at 12:10 p.m. will arrive and board from platform number one.
Right, now the announcement's over. Continue.
So, with the new tradition chorus, I personally have been in over 50 internationals. Very seldom miss. I have blessed with a lovely barbershop wow. wife who supports me and goes with me. And even in the years that the new tradition chorus was not competing, Sherry and I would go to the internationals and watch just because we love barbershop.
Yeah. And I know it's a tough question, but there must be some performances that stand out for you as just more compelling and entertaining and just legendary.
Oh, legendary for me is the year we won the gold medal in 2001 when we did a soldier package. That was 15 days before 9/11.
Hey.
So we came back to Chicago to sing for the first time as international champions.
Yeah.
And J.G. Lombardo, who is a brilliant arranger, threw out our whole package and did an entirely patriotic package.
Okay.
And it was the most emotional performance I've ever been in as
wow.
we sang. We invited the QCA, which is the quartet, the district champion quartets from the Illinois district, up on stage with us. The place was packed to the jams, and we sang patriotic songs. And at the end, when we were singing "God Bless America," I opened my mouth at the end of it and held my arms up, but no sound came out. I was just totally overcome with emotion.
Extraordinary. And so that was a specially put on an event by the New Tradition Chorus, or the chorus was a guest of the city council to put on an event, or what was the event?
No, this was the Illinois District Convention where we were returning as the champion, as the international champion chorus, our first performance.
That's amazing. And you must have been pretty emotional seeing Jim win the quartet contest.
Oh, that was amazing. I actually was down in the judges' pit. And they had been fifth the year before. And I'm listening as they announce the quartets, the fifth, the fourth, and third. You know, okay, oh, wow, they might be.
Yeah.
And then they second, and it wasn't them. And I was just shattered. I can't believe they didn't even medal.
Right, they dropped out.
How could they not? And then he said, in our new champions, the most popular, the nicest guy, four nicest guys you'll ever meet. And then I knew that was the rule right for.
Stop it.
Yes.
That's
so
amazing.
I had a camera to take a picture of them, and I was jumping up and down and flashing.
You forgot.
I got 10 pictures of feet and heads, but no quartet pictures.
That's awesome. And what have your, do you have any observations of a barbershop sort of as a musical style, you know, over the decades that has changed? How would you reflect that it has as a style of music has evolved?
Barbershop is its own music. Anybody who gets involved in barbershop never leaves, or for the most part.
Yeah.
And barbershoppers are the in my opinion, the most wonderful people in the world. There are no people who don't follow the rules. They're courteous to one another. They look out for each other. When
attention
people have needs, barbershoppers are always there to step up.
Yeah. And there's in the music category, there's always a debate about, you know, what is barbershop. And in the, I think the arrangements, you know, back in the day were this is my personal opinion, sort of warmer with closer chords, and there's a more of a jazzy influence now with sort of sharper in non-musical terms, sort of spikier chords, a little bit sort of more grating. Have you observed the same thing, or what do you observe about the music today compared to the music from decades ago?
We went through different categories as they tried to keep up with the times.
Yeah.
And nowadays, the arrangements that are done are more difficult, and arrangements require more talent.
Yeah.
So the average Joe barbershopper is not as likely to get to the international stage or to win a medal. It's more...
Or not as likely to be able to sing the champ's performances.
Right.
An instant classic or a Ringmaster's or a Vocal Spectrum, and they're just, I mean, they're brilliant arrangements, but they're just hard to sing.
It takes a very talented, and a lot of times, almost all of us can sing. It's a question of how much time you put into rehearsing and knowing. The song that we just did at the convention was a very difficult arrangement that we worked hard at, but we performed it you know, as well as 26 guys can.
Yeah, yeah.
When you've had 110 guys on stage and you've been in the top 10 and a contender, it's hard to go back as a small chorus.
Indeed. Heading back to one of the most iconic or legendary quartets to win was Boston Common in 1980. Can you tell us, you know, it's the legend is that, you know, people joke about them winning, you know, for the multiple years, they were sort of crowd favourites multiple years up to that. What was your recollection of Boston Common winning in 1980 and their popularity up to then?
They were one of the most popular quartets in the history of the society. Mm. Many people believe they won it five times before they actually got the gold medal.
Yeah.
When they did Old Quartet of Mine, they scored the first 100 score in the history of barbershop. And I don't think anybody's ever hit a 100 since. But their presentation and their musicality was just above...
What was it? It is a beautiful song, isn't it? I happen to have, of course, iconically in the last week, the current champs Midtown scored 500s in their performance category with the Spider-Man set. But the only one I've become aware of, the only other one that's 100 in quartets, apparently, is I think Nightlife with Basin Street Blues. I gather from the socials may have scored 100 in one of the categories. But some quartets. Have taken the long road. Others, like the 1990 champs Acoustics, came out and just bang, blew everyone away in their first appearance.
Well, it's actually the Dealer's Choice were the one that they won on their first, the only one that's ever won on their very first time out. Acoustics was made up, included a couple of guys from
previous champ quartets.
The previous champs, but the first one, the only one to ever get there was
never won before of individual
choice.
Okay, yeah.
Brian Beck and Bill Thornton,
and they've just celebrated their 50th anniversary, 1973. And so that was that must have been a pretty sort of shocking and exciting development to have them come in and just win first time out when other quartets would have been gunning for the gold.
Yeah, and three of them were Oklahoma City boys from that I grew up with. Brian Beck was my mentor when I was going as a high school kid to the Oklahoma City chorus.
Yeah. Nice. And he, of course, has been a judge in which category? Was it music or singing?
He judged in presentation.
Oh, okay. Right.
And I think he has done both presentation and singing.
Yeah, okay.
Brother Jim was a judge as well.
He was in presentation and performance, I recall.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Okay, so thank you, Mike. So rounding out, what would you say, you know, it's been some really probably the most challenging times in the history of barbershop with the pandemic and a cultural change, trying to communicate everyone in harmony and various things, and obviously the legal action between BHS and Harmony Foundation International. But yeah, there's still plenty of passionate barbershoppers out there, and we've had one of the best conventions ever. Not the biggest attended, not back when we used to have 12,000 people at convention, but it was an exciting crowd, and they got some of the best performances in the history of the contest. How would you describe barbershop at the moment and its future?
I think it's coming back. COVID pretty much wiped out all of the big chapters, not just here but across the country. There were very few 100-man choruses. Now we've built back up since then, and you only have four or five that are at that level. And there we're continuing to come back because it's still such a universal thing that even lower level artistics can still enjoy the hobby.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike Bagby, thank you for your time, and thank you for your contribution to barbershop over 50 plus years, and long may it continue. Thank you for the music.
You bet.
Hello, folks. Tonight, we're going to do something a little different. As some of you may or may not know, our baritone KJ used to sing in the world-renowned comedy quartet, Lunchroom. Break Room. And for the past 5 years, KJ's been singing with us. He's been singing our over-arranged up-tunes and our 10-minute-long ballads, and you know, we figured it was about time we do something to make him feel a little more comfortable on the stage. So, tonight, we decided to surprise him with a little something that we cooked up. KJ, this one's for you. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, this song was about Spider-Man. But tonight we'll change it up, make you smile and laugh it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I thrilled to say Gary Steinkamp has joined me. Gary had a nice chat to the Northern Stars, a few members of their chorus, and what a beautiful, compelling performance that was, the Yellow Brick Road Whiz package. So, listeners, Gary is the incoming category specialist for the performance category in BHS. So, Gary and I were just chatting about... Gary, I just posted to my social media that my up until tonight, my two favourite championship comedic performances were "Here's to the Losers," Max Q, and the Mills Brothers medley from Stormfront, and I thought this was as good. And then as I processed it, I think this is the best one I've ever seen. Tell me about the thought process in the pit.
Wow. This was an amazing experience for everybody in the audience. As we saw Midtown, with so many of the top five, six quartets were bringing out their best material tonight and singing way beyond what we'd heard before. And we thought, okay, wow, nobody left it in the dressing room. And then Midtown came out and did something totally unexpected. I mean, they completely departed from their formula. They completely went into a comedic thing that nobody saw coming.
Old MacDonald had a deformed car.
This is a terrible idea.
And within a few seconds, the audience was in the palm of their hand. They did enough things to tell the audience, this is where we're going. We're going to have some fun here. It's going to be something that's not usual. In fact, they practically announced it. This isn't what we were going to do, but here we go.
That doesn't even make any sense.
And then they went down this path, and they made light fun of other competitors. They made fantastic use of the fact that they've got this fantastic baritone in their quartet who comes from lunch break, and they decided that let's have some fun with that.
They're a squirrel!
And it was perfect for the moment, because we'd seen already so many fabulous performances that when they finally came out with this, we were wanting something different, and they did that. And oh my God, they took us down this path, Old MacDonald's deformed farm. Oh my God, and we were all like, everybody in the whole audience remembers the bit, remembers lunch break. They wanted to see this again, and then they did so many twists on it with other kinds of descriptions of how a spider could be deformed.
With restless leg syndrome.
Oh, what is, okay, this is,
my leg!
Why?
They're so restless!
And because they're known for Spider-Man, so it was delightful, it was thrilling. The audience felt like they were seeing something that you will never see again, ever. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and so when they went down that path, the crowd went nuts, and the epic moment was when...
On his farm he had a narcoleptic spider pig.
Now wait a minute.
When they talked him into doing the pratfall that he always does and fall on his face, and he says,
initially ruled out.
No, 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 no. That was 10 years ago. Okay, I'm old now. I'll get hurt. Why can't Anthony fall? He's younger.
This doesn't fall.
He says, I'm too old for this. I'm going to hurt myself. I'm going to...
We're okay with that.
No, we're okay with that. You go ahead and hurt yourself. And KJ was saying...
Listen, you guys, you really don't understand. I'm going to hurt myself.
Yes.
And you could feel like he's going to do it, and his timing, his expression, the look to the audience, it was like Jack Benny. It was Don Rickles, Jack Benny. It was just fantastic. These looks to the audience came back, and then finally they delivered the line. He hit the floor. The crowd went nuts. And when the whole thing was over with, all three categories got up and had to talk about the performance, because things that happened in the performance we weren't expecting. Music was concerned that, wow, was there enough barbershop chords in this to reward it? And singing was saying, was there enough singing in here that we could give him a high score? Performance went over the side, and our worry was about, am I scoring this way too high? And the first of our judges said, I'm nervous. I want to give it 100. And then the next guy said, I want to give it 100. And then Teresa said, I want to give it. And five of us said, I want to give it 100. And I said,
okay,
guys, you got to go with your gut.
Yeah.
And they said, okay. So I think for the first time in the history of barbershop, all five judges in the performance category gave it a perfect score. And fearlessly decided, if somebody can top that, then we'll give them 100. But it was fantastic. We loved it. The audience told us that was the right decision. Standing ovations that just lasted forever.
Yeah,
it was just wonderful. It was fantastic. And
let's have a pause here, because you've got some other fans who want to have a chat to you.
I mean, we got to finish the song.
We've got Kevin Stinson here. You're being recorded on Good Morning BHA, a Barbershop Harmony podcast. I will let you talk to Gary, but what was your favourite takeaway from tonight, Kevin?
So it was the Midtown left turn.
There you go.
Let me catch my breath. Okay, I'm ready.
Spider-Man, you're like, oh yes, Spider-Man.
Wait a minute.
And then, can they pull this? Well, of course they can pull this off. Can they pull it? Yes, of course they can pull this off. Just settle down, relax, let them pull it off.
Love it.
And they nailed it. And
yeah, absolutely.
So from the left turn of, no, don't take that song away from me, too.
And make it even better.
That was great.